Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News. At a recent working session with the Provincial Project Management Board, Vice Chairman of the Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng issued a firm directive, land clearance for the Eastern Economic Corridor Road project must be completed within July. Failure to meet this deadline will hold both the leadership of the Provincial Project Management Board and the People's Committee of Biển Hồ Commune accountable. The Eastern Economic Corridor Road is a key infrastructure project in the province with a total investment of 1,325 billion VND. However, the project remains stalled at the final 400-meter stretch of land in Biển Hồ Commune. The delay is mainly due to the handover of land clearance responsibilities from district to commune level, which has slowed progress. To date, the project's construction volume has reached over 460 billion VND, about 52% of the total contract value. Completing land clearance on time is not only critical to maintaining the construction schedule, but also demonstrates the local government's commitment to implementing strategic projects that promote regional economic development and improve transportation infrastructure. In an effort to strengthen the implication of technology in disaster prevention and response, the Department of Science and Technology of Gia Lai Province is leading a coordinated initiative with the Department of Agriculture and Environment and Viettel Gia Lai to upgrade the province's disaster information management system. The upgrade will include software updates and adjustments to align with the new two-tier local government model. In the first phase, the system will be refined to suit 58 communes and wards formerly part of Bình Province, with full functionality expected by September this year. The second phase will expand the system to cover 77 communes and wards of former Gia Lai Province, ensuring consistency and synchronization in disaster response efforts. The plan also includes strengthening communication infrastructure to ensure stable, uninterrupted connectivity during emergencies, enabling rapid response and minimizing the impact of disasters. These improvements aim to protect lives and reduce poverty damage while modernizing Gia Lai's disaster management capabilities. Authorities in Gia Lai are intensifying efforts to combat smuggling, trade fraud, and the circulation of counterfeit and substandard goods. These issues continue to grow increasingly complex with more sophisticated tactics. According to the Provincial Market Surveillance Department, illegal trading, smuggling on banned goods, and the production and distribution of fake or low-quality products have become more widespread and harder to detect. In response, the department will continue to implement targeted and timely strategies to improve enforcement and adapt to evolving methods used by violators. Key measures include strengthening oversight of the local market, closely monitoring supply and demand trends, price fluctuations, and the activities of businesses and individuals engaged in production and trade. Authorities are also enhancing surveillance of e-commerce platforms to promptly identify violations, especially concerning high demand and sensitive products such as fuel, fertilizer, tobacco, food, garments, and cosmetics. In the first half of this year, the Provincial Market Surveillance Department, in coordination with other functional forces, inspected 142 businesses and individuals. These inspections led to the detection and handling of 124 violations, resulting in over 1.2 billion VND in fines and to seizure of various illegal goods. According to the Provincial Department of Ethnic and Religious Affairs, nearly 4,000 households in ethnic minority and mountainous areas of Yalai have benefited from access to clean water through capital from Project 1 under the National Target Program for Social Economic Development of Ethnic Minority and Mountainous Areas for the 2021-2025 period. To date, 18 centralized clean water supply facilities have been built across the province, while over 9,200 households in remote and isolated communes have received support with individual water supply equipment. These gravity-fed water systems not only meet essential clean water needs, but also help improve public health, living standards, and environmental hygiene. In the context of administrative units consolidation and expanding local jurisdiction, the maintenance and management of these systems is increasingly important to ensure sustainable access to clean water, contributing to improved living conditions and narrowing development gaps across regions. From August the 1st to the 3rd, the Yalai Provincial Red Cross, in collaboration with the volunteer group H2O, will host the 31st edition of the Action for Community program in Gongqing Commune, Yalai Province. The program aims to support hundreds of local students, elderly residents, and disadvantaged households through a series of practical activities. These include free medical checkups and medicine distribution, donations of bicycles and school supplies, and the construction of essential infrastructure such as classrooms, water wells, and solar power lighting system. With a total estimated budget of nearly 800 million dong, the initiative not only promotes compassion and solidarity, but also helps improve living conditions in underprivileged areas. In an effort to promote social inclusion for vulnerable children, particularly those with autism and disabilities, authorities and communities across Yalai Province have launched a range of practical programs and initiatives. Among the active participants is the Guinyang Traditional Medicine and Rehabilitation Hospital, which has long been dedicated to pediatric rehabilitation, especially for children with autism and developmental delays. With years of experience in motor and speech therapy, the hospital has, over the past 2 years, expanded its specialized intervention unit, gradually building a more comprehensive support model for children with developmental disorders. According to Mr. Wong Ngoc Phai, director of the hospital, about 20 pediatric patients receive outpatient care daily. To improve treatment quality, the hospital has sent one of its doctors to pursue advanced training in autism and developmental delay intervention at Hue University of Medicine and Pharmacy Hospital. The doctor is expected to complete the course in about 5 months and return to enhance local treatment services. With support from the Provincial Department of Health, the hospital has also organized these three training courses for 190 grassroots health workers. These sessions aim to strengthen early screening, diagnostic, and intervention capacity for children with disabilities, a group in urgent need of comprehensive care. The goal is to boost children's confidence and support their integration into school, community, and everyday life. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.